guys, welcome back to Habits of a Happy Brain, Understanding Feelings and Emotions. Today is April 1st, so we are in a new month. Hopefully this month is good for everybody. This is Monse Martinez, and today I'm going to talk about a new topic. I hope you enjoy it. It is about how exercise improves our mental health. And I want to talk to you about this because last month I started this new routine in my life and I have seen so many changes on myself. So maybe you are asking yourself, why? Why this routine of doing exercise can help us to improve our mental health? And let me tell you, it's not your mental health. It is also your physical health, of course. But your mental health, it helps you because it reduces anxiety, depression, and all your negative moods, and by improving self-esteem and cognitive functions, okay? Exercise has also been found to reduce symptoms such as low self-esteem and social withdrawal. So I know you're going to enjoy this topic so much because it is really helpful for life. And then the mental benefits of doing exercise are so many, because you already know that exercise is good for your body, in general, not just for your mental health. But do you know it can also boost your mood, improve your sleep, and help you deal with depression, anxiety, stress, and more? And honestly, when I started my routine last month, it wasn't because of some mental problems. It was just because I wanted to look better in talking about my physical my physical look. So what are the mental health benefits of exercise? Exercise is not just about your aerobic capacity and muscle size. Sure, exercise can improve your physical health and your physique, trim your waistline, improve your sex life, and even add years to your life. This is so incredible. But that's not what motivates most people to stay active. People who exercise regularly tend to do so because it gives them a big sense of well-being. They feel more energetic through the day, they sleep better at night, they have sharper memories, and feel more relaxed and positive about themselves and their lives. And it's also a powerful medicine for many common mental health challenges. Honestly, I really recommend you to do exercise if you're passing by some of these symptoms in your life. Regular exercise can have a profoundly positive impact on depression, anxiety, and ADHD. Why does this abbreviation mean? It's about Alzheimer's and all those persons that have problems trying to memorize things, or they are already starting forgetting things. It also relieves stress, improves memory, helps you sleep better, and boosts your overall mood. And you don't have to be a fitness fanatic to reap the benefits, okay? I'm telling you, you can do it twice a week or 3 days a week. It doesn't have to be every single day. And you don't have research indicates that modest amounts of exercise can make a real difference, no matter your age or fitness level. You can learn to use exercise as a powerful tool to deal with mental health problems, improve your energy and outlook, and get more out of life, okay? Exercise and depression. Studies show that exercise can treat mild to moderate depression as effectively as antidepressant medication, but without the side effects, of course. As one example, a recent study done by Harvard, this school proved that running for 15 minutes a day or walking for 1 hour reduces the risk of major depression by 26%. In addition to relieving depression symptoms, research also shows that maintaining an exercise schedule can prevent you from relapsing. Exercise is a powerful depression fighter for several reasons. Most importantly, it promotes all kinds of changes in the brain, including like neural growth, reduce inflammation, and new activity patterns that promote feelings of calm well-being. It also releases endorphins, powerful chemicals in your brain that energize your spirits and make you feel good. Finally, exercise can also serve as a distraction, allowing you to find some quiet time to break out of the cycle of negative thoughts that feed depression. Okay, exercise and ADHD. Exercising regularly is one of the easiest and most effective ways to reduce symptoms of ADHD and improve concentration, motivation, memory, and mood. Physical activity immediately boosts the brain dopamine, norepinephrine, and serotonin levels, all of which affect focus and attention. In this way, exercise works in much the same way as ADHD medications, such as Ritalin and Adderall. Also, exercise can help you to solve certain traumas. Evidence suggests that by really focusing on your body and how it feels as you exercise, you can actually help your nervous system become unstuck and begin to move out of the immobilization stress response that characterizes PTSD or trauma. That is the same thing. Instead of allowing your mind to wander, pay close attention to the physical sensations in your joints and muscles, even your insides as your body moves. Exercise that involve cross movement and they engage both arms and legs, such as walking, especially in sand. Running, swimming, weight training, or dancing are some of your best choices. Outdoor activities like hiking, sailing, mountain biking, rock climbing, whitewater rafting, and skiing, downhill and cross country have also been shown to reduce symptoms of PTSD or traumas. So this is incredible, guys, because think about it. Whenever you enter into a place like a gym or any place where you can do exercise, sometimes you don't even have to spend a lot of money or even a lot of your time during the day to feel better. And these are things that you can do almost like for free. But I know that many people, because it's occurred to myself, but I know so many people like think things a lot. You can have like a whole year to think about if you enter to the gym or not. And that happened to me. It takes me like a whole year to decide if I really wanted to do exercise in a gym. In a gym establishment, because sometimes it's so embarrassing. I know how you can feel, but honestly, it helped you a lot. I know sometimes we are afraid of like maybe that if you are in a gym, many people is gonna be like looking into you or like giving you their looks or whatever. But you know what? This week, I realized something. Like, if I go, it's like to do my routine, my exercise, and no matter who is looking at me, okay? I'm going to do my exercise however I can do it, because we all are different and we all have different possibilities and movements, and maybe you are going to be more free. It's gonna be easy. It's gonna be more easy to do certain exercises than for me are gonna be hard. But it's because like we are not like used to do exercise before. Okay, so don't stress and try it. I swear God is the best thing you can ever do to like have less stress, less preoccupations, and you will enjoy it so much. Even if you're not suffering from a mental health problem, regular physical activity can still offer a welcome boost on your mood, outlook, and mental well-being. But also, exercise can help provide like sharper memory and thinking, higher self-esteem, better sleep, more energy. Honestly, I enter the gym because I really need like higher self-esteem. Because sometimes regular activity is an investment in your mind, body, and soul. When it becomes habit, it can foster your sense of self-worth and make you feel strong and powerful. You'll feel better about your appearance, and by meeting even small exercise goals, you'll feel a sense of achievement. And that's what I'm doing to my life. I really need it because I'm tired of myself, of thinking that I'm like a bad person or ugly or whatever, just because I don't have like a healthy body look. But you know what? I'm not trying to tell you that you are gonna be perfect or you will become prettier or handsome, whatever, doing exercise. Everybody does whatever they want. By just like doing it and that's it. And if you are comfortable with yourself, like the way your body is and the way your personality is too, it's okay. Keep doing it. Better sleep. Yes, even short bursts of exercise in the morning or afternoon can help you regulate your sleep patterns. If you prefer to exercise at night, relaxing exercise such as yoga or gentle stretching can help promote sleep. Stronger resilience. When faced with mental or emotional challenges in life, exercise can help you build resilience and cope in a healthy way instead of resorting to alcohol, drugs, or other negative behaviors that ultimately only make your symptoms worse. Regular exercise can also help boost your immune systems and reduce the impact of stress. So it is weird, but it helps a lot. So try it. You don't going to like lose anything. Repaying the mental health benefits of exercise is easier than you think. You don't need to devote hours out of your busy day to train at the gym. Sweat buckets or like roll mile after monotone mile to reap all the physical and mental health benefits of exercise. Just 30 minutes of moderate exercise 5 times a week is enough. Even if that can be broken down into 2, 15 minutes or even 10 exercise sessions in that easier way. Even a little bit of activity is better than nothing. You don't have to suffer to get results. So I hope, guys, you really take into consideration these advices and just do it. You can try it 1 week. I recommend you like 15 days at least to see some changes. At least minimum changes, but try it just like 15 days. And you will see if you feel comfortable, if you like it, you can keep doing it. If not, well, it's okay. Keep your life however you were doing it. So thank you so much, guys, for listening to this episode. This was Monse Martinez here in Habits of a Happy Brain, understanding feelings and emotions. So see you next episode, guys. Bye.